Lord, I seek you. Help me find you. How I need your touch. Find my dry and broken places, thirsty for your love. Lord, forgive me if I wander far away from you. You are all I've ever needed. Come and make me new. Pour your spirit out on me. Fall just like the rain.
I want. seated. Let's open our Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. Let's read a scripture and then we'll have you be seated after we pray. How many love the Lord?
Amen.
He's been so good to us. St. Luke chapter 22, I'm going to start reading at verse 14. It said, when the hour was come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, with desire I have desired to eat this Passover before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God be come or shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Let's just pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, Lord, as we've said, what a special time this is to us. We thank you, Lord, because your presence is here. Your grace and mercy is here. Lord, to see us through this service this afternoon, each one of us, Lord, our hearts and our lives will be drawn closer to you. That, Lord, that the purifying process of your Spirit and your Word in the midst of your church, Lord, would have great preeminence today among this people, Lord. We want to be closer to you when we leave. We don't want to be further away. Lord, we desire to have life and to have it more abundantly as you have provided. And so we ask God this afternoon that as we go through this service, Lord, that you would just woo over us, Lord, and draw us to yourself. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And you can be seated. Don't really have a lot of things that I was going to share this afternoon. Just basically trusting on the Lord to give me what to say. And just wrote down a few little pointers to kind of make sure that I put in there. But very, very special thing to us. The Lord gave us three things, physical things to do. Baptism was the first one. And then, of course, communion and foot washing, which we will do both of those two this afternoon. But they are physical things that God left for us to do, and they symbolize something. As we've already mentioned, they symbolize something important. Of course, baptism is. It always seems strange to me in the controversy of the Godhead when Peter stood up and said, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ." It always seems strange to me that the Trinitarians would be ashamed to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And because that is the name, but why would you not want to be associated? But baptism is an outward thing that you do, that he's commanded that we do, and it is you making a public confession of something that has taken place inside your heart, something that the Lord has done there, and it is you testifying of your acceptance of him and being associated with him. Communion is a similar, same way. It's a physical thing that God has told us to carry out, and it is required. It is something we should do. I won't say that if a person had never heard about it and that something happened and they died having not been able to partake of it, I wouldn't say they'd be lost. But as Brother Branham said, it's like baptism. When the man, the thief on the cross, he recognized just at that moment that Christ was his Savior, and so he was saved. But he didn't get baptized because he didn't have time. He was there on the cross dying as the Lord Jesus was there, And Jess said, Lord, when you come to your kingdom, remember me. And the Lord said, this day you'll be with me in paradise. But Brother Bram said, if you know better, if you know you should do it and then you don't, he said, well, now that's going to be between you and the Lord. And he said, communion is the same way. So when we know we should, in other words, God is very serious about this city that's set on a hill not being hid. Right? We are the bride of Christ. We are a city. It's typed by the city, New Jerusalem. And he wants us to not keep this to ourselves. He wants us to express openly our decision and our association with him. That's what water baptism does. That's what communion does. It's one of the things it does. And so he put it in there and makes it really a requirement for you to do that. And goes on to say that if you don't, well, then, you know, there's condemnation there. So he said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I mean, he knows he said that. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what this communion, the bread and wine, represents, his flesh and his blood. He just spoke of it, and he does in the communion scriptures there. He says, you know, that this flesh is meat and that spirit is drink, so his blood. And so he says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. And so this is just a physical ordinance that we do that's symbolic of that, and you shouldn't do that unless you are in the spiritual sense, unless you are eating of his flesh and drinking of his blood. Eating, partaking of that word, and letting the Spirit of God come into your life and quicken you. Once you do that, then you should be doing this physical thing also. And he says, if you don't do that, then you don't have life. Because if those things are in there, then you do have life. Why? Because he is life. So we certainly want to do that, certainly have those things in order in our lives, and get it in the right order. And so this is an ordinance that we do in commemoration to what we just read. He did it there with his disciples and said, do this as oft as you will in remembrance of him. And we want to do this in remembrance of him. And it is, it's kind of a checkup time, as Brother Daniel, I think, mentioned something like that this morning. It's a time for us to check up. It's a time that we can, you know, kind of like what I'd call a showdown in our lives. Mentioned this last week, a time for us to just go back and really check up on our own walk, and reset our dedication. Not to say that we haven't wanted to serve the Lord, but we can always do a better job. And so we sometimes get slack in our walk or something like that. And this is what this is for us to be able to think about the suffering that the Lord went through, how he gave himself for us. And so communion brings us back to the remembrance of that, to reassociate in our minds the suffering, the magnitude of that suffering, and what it's for, and how that he did that for us so that we could actually take his life into us. And so this is an ordinance and commemoration of that, and it is an outward expression of something that takes place inside. And we want to do this with sincerity. We don't want to come haphazardly or just, you know. And I know Brother Bram talks about how the denominations, and I know I've been out there. I used to go when I was a kid, when I was living with my mother, went to a non-denominational church, and they had hundreds, probably 1,000 members or whatever. And they'd serve communion in there, and it was just a little, you know, some little wafer or something or other, and that sort of thing. Of course, the Catholics try to tell you that it is literally the body, that they turn that wafer into the body, and it's not. That's one of the things that Luther threw a fit with them about, because they would love for you to think that that's really the body, but it's just symbolic of it. And so, but they, you know, they just kind of don't have the right sincerity to it and the right understanding to it, and it is important that we do understand what this is about. And so when Brother Ram gave the example, he said, back in the Old Testament, when they would bring their sacrifice to the high priest or the priest, he said, you know, say a man would pick out his lamb, and it'd be for his family, and he'd walk it down the road, and maybe perhaps it was a lamb that they had become very attached to. The family might have been really attached to it, and he'd bring that lamb down there, and bring it to the priest. The priest would look it over, whatever they did, and of course they would slay the lamb, and the man would have to lay his hands on there, on his head, and that lamb crying out, bleeding, and that man would feel all the suffering with his hands on that lamb. He'd feel the suffering, and you just put yourself in that, what it would be like to have to do that, and know that that pet of that special lamb was dying in your place. And of course, the blood would get splattered all over the man, and that's what it was about. And so Jesus going up Calvary was like that. He was our lamb. And by faith, especially today, we want to walk up there and put our hands on him and feel that suffering. It'll make something different in your walk when you realize what he did for you, and you keep that before you. Feel the suffering. That animal life could, that blood was in, the life was in the blood, and that life that was in the blood of that lamb could not come back upon a person. The spirit of that lamb could not come back upon a person because it was animal life. And so it couldn't change the heart. It couldn't change the walk of the person. So next year he was back with another lamb for his family. Of course, the spirit that come out of Christ on the day of Calvary, that spirit can change us and did change us. And we see that he's changed us, and so we're thankful for that. But all this Old Testament men and bringing their lamb year after year, Brother Bram said, of course, after a while, it just became a tradition. It wasn't as important to the man. Brother Bram said the very thing that God had ordained for them to do became a stench in his nostrils. They'd come and bring their lambs. Those lambs, they'd suffer just like the rest of them was.
Right.
But the meaning of it had lost its fervency. That's what was missing. And Brother Bram said that's why it became a stench in the nostrils of God. It was because they didn't come in sincerity anymore. Brother Bram said it like this: God wants the depths of your heart. And he does. He wants the depths of our heart. That's what today's all about. Is to open up our heart and say, Lord, here I am. I realize I probably haven't given you the depths of my heart recently, but maybe like I should. And I'm asking, Lord, you forgive me today. And I open my heart. I reopen my heart to you today to give you the depths of my heart. So that not just in this communion service, not in this physical ordinance that we're doing, but in our daily walk, once again, we make sure he's in first place and nothing else is getting in the way. And that's what we want to do. And so we want to come with sincerity, and we want to come, even though you could say, well, it's a tradition. Well, maybe it is, and it's one the Lord has put in the church, but we are not to treat it as a tradition. It is not a tradition. Understand tradition, because that, you know, traditions kind of fall into that category of what I just described that we don't want it to be. We want it to be something that's in the fervency of our heart, and not just become a common thing to us where it doesn't mean anything to us. We want it to mean everything in the world to us. And so as we come, we want to do that in sincerity. We want to come in honoring him and honoring what he did for us. Listen, we didn't even have the right kind of blood, the right kind of life, much less if we had it, would somebody have died for another man? The Bible says, scarce would anyone die for someone, right? If, you know, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So he died for us, but not only did he die for us, but he had the right kind of blood. He had the right kind of life that could redeem us. Because if I died for you and my life came back up on you, you'd just be another rascal. You see what I'm saying? My wife's shaking her head, you know. But it's true. But his life to come back on you, you know, there's a change. And that's why, to me, it is so abominable. That's just my way of saying it. These religious systems that deny that there's a change of power that comes into a person's life and can change them. You know, it's just because you're saying there's no power in Christ, no victory in his life. And I just, you know, it's to me, that's an abomination almost, or I guess you could say it that way. And so we want to honor him and coming to do this and honor what he's done and then honor his body. So he has a body. right? Who is his body? His people, right? And so when we come to honor him, we have to honor each other. And that's where this comes in, where you tarry on for one another. You pray for one another. Brother Ram said it like this. You pray for yourself or whatever. But he said, and you pray for the other brothers and sisters. You pray for them too. And say, Lord, you know, if they've got anything in there that in their hearts that's not right, Lord, get it out of there. So we why? Because we're a body, and I don't want to just come up here and forget the rest of my body and say, well, let them fend for themselves. We want to come together as one group of people who love one another, are knit together as one another, and we want to come, you know, like that phrase with Moses, not a hoof going to be left behind.
Right.
Not one. Not any young, not any old. Nobody left behind. We're all going to appear before the Lord today as one unit. His body. And each one of us recognizing and remembering that body, because you'll read in here a little bit. We may not read that part, but Paul addresses this, and the Corinthians church were coming together, and they didn't understand communion, and they were coming there to eat supper or whatever and drinking, and they were coming, and some people had, some people didn't. Some people didn't have anything at all to eat. And so they didn't even understand what it was about, and Paul had to correct them on that. And so they were coming and to come like that, not with the right frame of mind to open up and come together as one, praying for one another as one unit. We're all praying for each other, and we're coming together as one body to appear before the Lord. To come any other way than that's wrong. You're not discerning the body when you do that. We want to discern that we all fit together and we're in this together. And so we don't want it to be, we want to be sincere, not just as a tradition. We want to honor him and honor his body. And I'll say this, that all manner of healing is in the communion cup. Brother Branham said, he could explain. He said, if he had time, I forget how he said it, but he said, I could explain to you times where I went into the sick people and explained this to them, and they were healed by this. And so we want to just come with the right frame of mind, arm ourselves with the right frame of mind, and realize that there is healing. There's everything that the gospel offers is available for us right now. And so, like I said, this is kind of a showdown. So, we'll go over and read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, where Paul picks this up. And he's correcting them, and I'm not going to read the first part where he's correcting them, but I'm going to read this part where he comes back and speaks to them about communion. Paul says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye drink this bread, eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So there's the key. Let every man examine himself. Search your own heart. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. And so he says, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And so he mentions, therefore, if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. So he's speaking there that if we would judge ourselves with the word, tarry before the Lord, ponder on this, judge ourselves according to the word, to our own walk, let the word purge us ourselves. If we will be judged here, we won't be condemned there. We won't be condemned with the world if we let the word of God judge us in our own heart and prepare us for his presence. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. And so we want to do that, you know, tarry before one another and before the Lord, and allow time to pray. And I know since we've been mentioning, I know that people have been thinking about it all week long. I have. I've been thinking about communion all week long. And so I don't feel like I'm in the position to tell anybody they can or cannot, unless it's an extreme case. I guess I could say I'm not going to do this, not allow you to do this. But I've said what you need in sincerity, total, complete. If there's something that's been amiss, and you know that you're giving it to the Lord, your desire is to be better. Your desire is to receive all that he'll give you to help you in your walk ahead. Then you can do that. How many remembers the story where Brother Brown's talking to Sister Bruce? And Sister Bruce says, she said, I just don't know of anything I could put my finger on where I received the Holy Ghost, And she said, there's so many things that I do that's not right. And Brother Brown said, she was a godly woman, a godly woman. And so, but Brother Brown said, what's in your heart? What's the desire that you have? You remember there was a time maybe when you did this and you did that and you did things that weren't right, but now you have a desire not to do those things. You have a desire to do right things. You have a desire to live differently. He said, well, what changed that? What came into you to make you different than what you used to be? You see what I mean? Not you. It's not you that did that, because you're the one that was in trouble in the first place. So something else is there. And so it's to take that something and say, Lord, I accept that by faith, that's you, that's your presence in my life, and I want to give you all the leeway that you need in my life to take me further down the road in your gospel. And so to come with sincerity, if you could, to see that working, like Brother Bram said, we see him working in our midst, we see him in our life, we see him changing our heart, changing our attitudes toward godly things. That's what it is. And so, when you see that and you need to see that working in your life, you need to see that he's dealing with you and embrace that. And if you're doing that in a spiritual sense, then that's exactly what this is a symbol of, is by you letting the Holy Spirit have your way in your life, and you are partaking daily of the bread of God, which is the Word of God. You're partaking of that, and you're letting his Spirit woo you and bring that Word to pass in your life. We're not perfect. None of us are. He didn't, like Brother Branham says it this way, and it's true. He didn't come to save good people that didn't, that he came to save the bad people, right? He came to save those who know they're bad and need his help. And so, that's me. That's me, right? That's me, that's you. We know that we need him, and so that's what we give to him, this opportunity, just to rededicate ourselves to him. And so come in sincerity, not as a tradition, and honor him, honor his body, and expect all manner of healing, whatever it is. I don't care if it's physical, spiritual, mental, whatever it is. If it's in the attributes of the cross, it's available to you today. It's always available to you, but it's certainly available to you as you come to the communion table. And so I'll go ahead and ask Brother Tim, Brother Daniel to come up and get ready. And we'll have a word of prayer and then ask these brothers to pray over the bread and the wine. Let's bow our hearts to Him. Heavenly Father, Lord, what a precious thing it is to us. God, knowing that we could have been walking through this life as sinners and you could have just left us alone. You could have left us in our dying condition, full of all kinds of spiritual wickedness. Lord, just bound for a sinner's hell. But Lord, you didn't do that. You came, Lord, in your mercy and your grace, and you got involved. You sent someone our way, Lord, to tell us of your gospel. You put people there, Lord, that would pray for us when we were lost and undone. Lord, you went up Calvary when we didn't even have a thought concerning you, paid the price. So all these things, God, that you've done, and you've changed us. You've given us words of eternal life to guide us and to pull us away from this world and put our feet on a pathway that leads to you. And we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. And even now, thank you for the things that you will do. And ask for your blessings, Lord, upon each of the saints as they come. That you would bless each one, Lord, with the purity of their conscience, Lord, to know that they're approaching you, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Lord, just let all the blessings of the cup come upon them, Lord. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, everyone can just come just however they wish to, whatever order you want. Families probably want to come as we get ready here in a minute. Families may want to come together, and we're going to let them pray over this first, but after they do, you can come on up. Yeah,
Brother. Lord Jesus, we are honored by just your presence this afternoon, Lord Jesus, to partake in this community.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we pray that you would be with each one, Lord God, as they take it, Lord God. And Lord, we honor your blood now, Lord Jesus, as it was shed for our sins and transgressions, Lord God, but for our healing, Lord God, and saving, Lord Jesus. Pray that you would bless it now, Lord God, and be with us the rest of the service, Lord God.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We just want to ask you that you will bless this bread, Father, as we break it, Father. And Lord, we want to use it according to you, Lord. Father realizes whenever, Lord, we eat this, Lord, it's just a type, Father, of what we do every day, Father.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, whenever we eat your word, God, and Lord, we allow it to become a part of our life, God. And Lord Jesus, we just ask you, Father, to mold us and make us, oh God. And Lord God, as the brothers have quoted the scriptures, Lord, of seeing, Lord, that the healing is here, Father. Lord, you are here, God. Your word is here right now, Father. And Lord, we're looking to you now, Lord Jesus, asking you that you will come. Manifest yourself among us, God.
Yes.
Lord, let your word become a part of our life, Lord Jesus, every day of our life, God, in Jesus' holy name, Father.
Amen. That's what we want to do. We want him to create in us a clean heart and just let the Holy Spirit come in and do that. And so we thank him. And we're going to go ahead and go into the foot washing here. And then maybe we'll come back and sing a song or two afterwards. So I think we've got it set up for the sisters to be in the back. And the brothers will be here at the front. So let's go ahead and do this. And then when the musicians get down, they can come back up to the instruments.
Amen.
Such a cleaning action, I guess is the only word I can think of. Song of Psalm Wednesday night I'd like to sing today. Can't think of the name of it right now, or by His grace, I think is what it is. I'd like to sing that. And as we walk through this life, we learn how to sing that. By His grace.
It's by
step back and look at your comparison of your life to the rest of the world, you'd see great contrast. Amen. And we thank God for that. Amen. Let's sing a song for the kiddies. Lord, you're like, these are the days of Elijah. God's not dead.
These are the days of
Okay. All right. These are the days of Elijah. That's why we're so blessed. Amen. Well, I'm going to, since you don't do that, I want you to stand, okay?
Okay.
Says we can go free because we've heard that trumpet sound. Amen. It's been good to be in the house of the Lord with you. And so I guess we'll bring this service to an end, even though I'd like to stay here all night and worship and sing and want more. But just remember, amen, just always look to the hill from where your help cometh. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the rest of the world wants to deny him, we're going to embrace it.
Amen.
Amen. And be shared with him in his glory, right? Even if there's a shame, there isn't any shame in him, but the world tries to put it on him, and we'll share that too with him. But anyway, so God bless you. And I don't know, Brother Tim's fumbling for another song over here, so we'll let him
222.
Let him do that. Amen. Be in prayer for the services coming up 2 weeks from yesterday. Today we'll have Ben Beard, and I know we'll enjoy that. I love that, brothers.
Yes.
We've watched him grow in the Lord and in his ministry, and so we're really thoroughly blessed by him. And he's already shown his enthusiasm, and his heart just bound up in us down here. And so we just really want to be in prayer for those services and look forward to that. Amen?
Amen.
Everybody happy?
Amen.
All right, we'll sing this as we go.
Take the